Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Pep Guardiola says football matches behind closed doors leaves him feeling empty. The City boss has said that playing without fans would be pointless when talk of games behind closed doors first emerged. But as the shocking impact of the pandemic swept across the country, there was an understanding that it would be a necessity to finish the 2019-20 season. October was meant to be the month when supporters started to attend fixtures again, with clubs spending significant sums to ensure that they could, while respecting social distancing guidelines. But the UK government has decided to postpone the return of fans indefinitely. That leaves footballers and coaches playing behind closed doors for the foreseeable future in the UK, with no light showing at the end of what has already been a gloomy tunnel as to when some sense of normality may return. Well, Guardiola said, without people, you know that it's not the same. It is another type of game. It's like a friendly game every time. It's not the same. We have to do it because the show must go on, and there's a lot of money involved. People can enjoy it on TV, of course, but we need the people to come back. Moving on, and Manchester City have been on the hunt for a left-back this summer as Benjamin Mendy has struggled with fitness, form and playing time, while Oleksandr Zinchenko just doesn't appear good enough to fill his position. The citizens have been linked with Bayern Munich's David Alaba and Ajax's Nicolas Tagliafico without making much progress, but it appears they've been dealt a blow in their pursuit of Alaba. Reports have now emerged claiming that Juventus are set to sign Alaba on a free transfer next year. The 28-year-old currently has 1 year remaining on his deal with Bayern Munich. And finally, Barcelona have an agreement in place with Manchester City defender Eric Garcia for the January transfer window after failing to sign him in the summer. Well, the defender has made it clear that he wants to return to the Nou Camp, and with just 1 year left on his current deal, it's widely expected that Barca will return in January. That's all for now. We'll have more later.